Breezy 101, it's the Breakfast Show, Blues Traveler with Runaround and All the Single Ladies by Beyonce. It's 8:13 on our Friday morning. Darren Milner from the KAP, the Kosciuszko Tyler Partnership, hanging out with us. Darren, thanks for coming on. And last week, we talked about the Scarecrow Contest. This week, we have a winner in the Scarecrow Contest.
We have two winners this week. It worked out really good. We did Redbud Financial Group right there on Jefferson on the corner. Was our first place winner of the coveted pumpkin scarecrow trophy.
Looks like Pumpkinhead it from the like Return to Oz.
I know it. It's
or Jack Skeleton
Jack,
from
Jack Skeleton.
Nightmare Nightmare Before That's Christmas.
And our second place winner was Kosciuszko Water and Light. And it, you know, and it's been really fun. And if you have not had a chance, I think most everybody have seen those. They did a tremendous job. But I tell you, across the board, we had about 44 that actually entered. There's other scarecrows out there that didn't enter. But out of the 44, we had some great entries. It was, you know, it's a lot of creative people here. It was really fun.
Yeah, no, I think so. And, you know, out there at Redbud, it's right at the busiest intersection in town. So you're going to see that one. Yeah. But if you want to go drive, there's a lot downtown.
Oh, yeah, you know, can drive.
A lot of them.
Come around and drive around the square. You'll see. I think I've seen a couple that have been picked up already. But Kosciuszko Water and Light's there. The Cheeks is still around the square. I think Canes. I think all theirs is still up. So just drive. But it's a lot of homes. You know, we had. I think we had three individuals that actually entered. But there were a lot of businesses outside of downtown around the highway that actually were part of it as well. So, but it was just a great opportunity and really fun. I think it got a lot of people out and about, you know, in a time that we needed to be out just kind of riding around and chilling a little bit. And now we're looking forward to a nice movie night this Saturday night.
That's right. Tomorrow night, we're going to be doing Hotel Transylvania.
Oh, yeah.
That's another Halloween theme.
It's going to be fun. Yeah. We've watched it already a couple of times.
I've never seen it, actually.
It's a good movie. There's three of those. The first one, you know, and we thought about, do we bring out the second or third, but I said, no, we'll carry it back to the original if anybody has not seen it. It's a really fun movie. It's a great family movie. It's a good movie for kids and adults. Everybody will get something from it. But it'll be tomorrow night at the amphitheater, Jason Isles Park, right there on Knox Road. If you're not familiar with Kosciuszko, just off of 35 or off of Veterans Drive, if you know where the Boys and Girls Club is, or right behind Lower Elementary, Kosciuszko right there.
Yeah, and as you said, social distance and wear a mask, face covering.
Yeah, wear your mask. You know, we'll kind of look at it like they do at the ball fields. You know, wear your mask in. You know, if you're around your family, it's okay. You can take it off when you get there, but we're just, you know, we don't want anybody nervous about it. So it's okay to wear your mask in and when you get kind of seated. And there are some bleachers there, but, you know, we're encouraging everybody to bring their blankets and lawn chairs just to have some fun. Angel Albin with State Farm just across the street here. They're going to come out. They're going to have some popcorn. We'll have drinks and things. So we appreciate them being part of this. It just makes it really fun. So come on out. We're going to start about 6:30. The movie will probably start about 6:45, 6:50, somewhere in that neighborhood.
About sundown.
When it starts getting a little bit dark, it's a little tough to show a film outside when it's light. But and it's not real long. I mean, the movie's probably an hour, maybe an hour 10 or so. It's not real long. So just a good night. I think weather's supposed to be great.
Let's cool off a little bit.
Yeah. Come on, bring your family. It's free. Just come on in, park at the park and walk down and find your spot. If you know, you can come out anytime, but like I say, we'll try to get started about 6:45.
Yep. And so that's going on tomorrow, and then next week, Darren, we got a lot going on with Safety Parade and all of that.
It is. Everybody thinks, gosh, what's going on? I'm telling you, it's a daily thing, and really the fall it picks up. You know, even with COVID, there's a lot of things that are going on. But yes, Safety Parade is next Thursday. I will give a shout out for Ryan Lindsay. They're doing a first responders night
Wednesday
night. They've got a great guy coming in to perform. I think Big S Barbecue is going to be there at Jason Isles Park Amphitheater. Please come out for that. That's a free event. Nice concert for that night. And then Thursday at 3:00 is when we'll start our safety parade. And there's probably 15, 16 businesses in downtown that'll be handing out candy. Won't be any games or anything. So just come on in. you know, and we say wear a mask. Most of the kids will have a mask on anyway. You never know. May have a stormtrooper down there or something. You just never know.
Probably a lot of baby Yodas and Mandalorians this year.
I have a feeling. Yeah. But we're going to do that from 3 to 4:30. And Frank Chevrolet right here on 35 North, they'll also have candy. They do a great job with that every year. So
they're doing drive-through.
Come on out. We appreciate Steven and their team doing that. So you can either go by there. They're going to be from 3 to 4:30. As well, so you can run by Frank Chevrolet and get some candy there and then come downtown, or you can come downtown but make sure you get by Frank Chevrolet before you get out of that costume.
Yep. And Junior Auxiliary Oktoberfest going on across from your office in the Pocket Park, starting at 4 o'clock
at
night.
4 o'clock. So Pocket Park, and that's a fun place for them to come in and do that. Last year, I think they did it up at the junior high, but it's, you know, it'll be all right there on Jefferson Street. So plenty of parking just across Natchez Street there in the parking lot. And around town, you can park behind Central Office Supply. And so a lot of opportunities, but yeah, you know, just be safe, you know, come on out and have a good time. It's fun to see the businesses, you know, and when I got out weeks ago and was just talking to a lot of the businesses, a lot of businesses, they're just ready. You know, they it's fun for them. It's fun for them to hand out candy, and it's okay if you don't, it's perfectly fine. But a lot of the businesses just have a blast with it, you know, and really, we were getting calls wanting to know, hey, I'm getting my candy ready. You know, is this what we're going to do? So, but we appreciate everybody to help put that together and, you know, kind of getting that out there. So a lot of things going on for the fall. And I will give a quick shout out for tomorrow, something that came in yesterday. Chief Herbert Dew had called me. They're doing the DEA take back program at Walmart tomorrow from 10 to 2. And basically, if you've got old prescriptions, you can bring those out. It's a really safe way to bring them and dispose of them. And real discreet way, but we appreciate Chief Dew and the Kosciuszko Police Department putting that together. And that's something they kind of do nationally, but I think it was a little bit later this year. So just remember that 10 to 2 tomorrow at Walmart. Bring those out. They will take e-cigarettes, but you got to take the batteries out. Don't bring them with the batteries.
And one more thing, Darren, quickly. I know I saw you shared on the Kosciuszko Facebook page there. Something new coming for Schott Stand area.
I'm telling you, it's one piece at the time. I got an email this morning. Yes, we drove down to Wiggins, Mississippi, my dad and I, a couple of days ago, and we picked up our wagon. We've got a two-wheel, kind of a pioneer-style wagon, it would have been basically a one-oxen-style covered wagon. So it looks really different with the cover off. But it's just going to be a great piece. You know, I was real nervous to drive that thing back, but we got it back here safe and we've got it stored. So as we get a couple more things done at the park over the weekend and next week with some of the split rail fence, we'll probably go ahead and bring it in. It'll be a piece more to take pictures with. If we do an event or something, we might can work it to where you could sit in it. But right now we're probably just going to have it as a prop. But Breck, you know how kids and people are. I'm just going to drive by there one day and they're going to be sitting in it.
They're going to be touching it and Instagramming it and everything.
That's right. We want you to come out and take pictures. But it's a really fun part of that project. Just a small piece, but it was one I've been looking for months and months and months. So that's a great piece of the puzzle. And then we'll, you know, you'll see us out there working on some other buildings and building some things. You know, anybody heard of an outhouse? I just keep talking about that. And
Sears catalog.
That's the fun thing. I keep telling everybody we're going to build this outhouse. And it's like, gosh, it'll be neat.
The corn cob out there.
We really got some fun things. But I'll carry you down. We'll go look at the covered wagon. We'll go down and take a look at it.
Maybe when it's set up, I will do us a live remote from there.
That'd
or something.
Be fun.
I can come in my cowboy outfit and give me some chaps and some boots.
It does.
And I'll be Brick. I got a cowboy hat that fits.
It's fun, you know. Mm-hmm. You look at this wagon and you really do think, golly, that would have been a rough ride. Ooh. Oh, that'd have been a rough ride out, you know, with dirt road or gravel or no road in general,
and an ox just, pulling it.
Oh yeah. A little slow ride, but a rough ride.
They're not the most graceful of animals to begin with.
It wouldn't have been so. But it's a really neat piece. I mean, we were thrilled to death to find it, and certainly glad to be able to get it back here safe.
All right, Darren, well, we appreciate you for coming on, and we'll see you tomorrow
at
Jason Isles Park for Hotel Transylvania movie night.
Come on out and see us.